Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 20th of June, year 2018. I am your host and chairman for this meeting, Pastor and Commander Dan. The agenda for today's call is The War is Upon Us, Patriarchy Builds Nations, Yahweh or God's Law or Chaos. Callers will be welcome. However, we do ask that folks keep their comments and or questions short to allow others to participate. As we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant. And again, holy means set apart. These people are known as the Caucasian or true Israelite peoples today, and they are the sons and daughters of Jacob, who was named Israel. So it's a people, not a country, not a nation, a people. Please keep that in mind. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh cousins across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Again, we do want to remind you that the enemy, the controllers of most of the platforms that we have today, are censoring heavily. And therefore, I would highly recommend going to the website as often as you can, www.pastordan.net, and look on there for hot news items, items of interest, and any scheduling of calls. Things change quickly. We can't rely on email. We're having all kinds of it bouncing back, and it's being stopped by the providers, for instance, like Gmail. So it's out of our control, and it's out of your control. It used to be you could set people to your spam folder or whatever. You could block people, so it was in your hands. Now they're taking it out of your hands, and they are going in with their algorithms, and if there's a content in the subject and or body of the message that they do not like, they are labeling it spam and saying, as a Jew will always do, we're doing it for the benefit of our customers. Notice how they always do that? So they're stifling free speech, saying they're doing you a favor by doing it, and really what they're doing is trying to quell any dissent over the narrative, which they're losing control over. Hallelujah for that. Keep the prayers up, folks. We're over the target. That's why we're getting so much flack, all right, as the old bombardiers from World War II will tell you. That's when the most flack is coming at you, when you're closest to the critical target. And the enemy is squealing and squirming and sending up as much flack as it can. So one of the things we're going to do tonight is I'm going to read some of the latest Q posts, which you can find at https://QAnon, that's A-N-O-N, QAnon.pub, P-U-B, Papa Universe Bravo. Or uniform, I should say. Papa Uniform Bravo, to use the proper phonetic alphabet for the military, and actually the electrical power industry adopted the same phonetic alphabet. So anytime you're trying to communicate, especially over radios and telephones and things such as that, the phonetic alphabet was developed because too many people were making mistakes when you were giving out letters. And they would hear one, and you were actually saying a different one, and sometimes that can get you hurt or get the plant shut down, or in the military's venue, it actually would get somebody killed. So the phonetic alphabet, we use that to make sure we're communicating properly. Three-way communication was another one, but of course here on a radio program such as this, that's nothing that we can do. Before I get into the main agenda items, I wanted to read some of the Q posts. Now, there's a lot of flack out there right now about whether the QAnon folks are legitimate or not. I've been following them. I listened to about five different news channels that analyze these things, and they go to the 8chan research boards and grab things and piece this stuff all together. They do phenomenal work. They definitely are a hardcore group of young people, primarily young people, who spend a lot of their free time digging into these things, putting the pieces of this huge puzzle together. And I say hats off to them, because they have dug a lot of details out about what is going on by the criminals that we have. And they are definitely losing control. You can tell by what they're doing, okay? Now, for instance, today, just today, there were several posts, and I'm going to read a couple of them to you just to give you an example. You can follow them or not. It's up to you. I'm not saying, and again, I'm not saying they're 100% accurate, whoever Q is. They apparently are very close to the highest levels of the Trump administration and some of the military, based on the things they're telling us. But you make up your own mind. Again, we're presenting information. What you do with it is between you and Father Yahweh. But on post 1572 today at 10:43 Eastern time, that's this morning, we have a drop in here that says that basically Rod Rosenstein is on his way out. So we'll find out by Friday if that's true. Fireworks are coming. Rank and file are testifying as informants. Now, we're talking about rank and file under the Obama and Clinton regimes that were occupying our nation's capital. And it was occupied by communists. So apparently, people are starting to turn. It says right here, the Obama White House senior staffer has gone on record to testify. Pain is coming, house of cards falling, basically. These people are sick. Now, how long have we been saying that? 19 years on this channel. 19 years of saying how sick the District of Criminals had become. And how much we prayed that there were decent people still left in the intelligence agencies and in the government that would rise up to resist, and then the patriots get behind them. And that's sort of what is happening, as I see it, okay? And again, we seem to be a minority, but I don't believe we actually are. I believe there's a lot of people on our side. They're just not as vocal as us, and they're not as involved in trying to follow what's going on. So is Father behind this? Well, it all fits into Revelation, the way I see it. He said that all the things that are hidden will be made known. Are they being made known? Well, between Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, people like Robert David Steele, Cody Snodgrass, Kevin Shipp, and many others, Ted Gunderson, who's no longer with us, with the FBI, people I know personally that have talked to me face-to-face, they are letting this information out. So the truth is coming out there. What's the truth do to the enemy? It cuts like a double-edged sword, exactly as Christ said, exactly as the Scripture says. Christ would return, and what would proceed from his mouth? A double-edged sword from his mouth. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when I handle a sword, I don't put it in my mouth. So what's that symbolism? The spoken word, cutting like a sword, the exposure of the truth. What does it do to the enemy, to the beast? Cuts like a sword. Double-edged sword. Cuts it deep. So we had that post, and then there's another post here, 1573, where it puts up a previous post from back in, let's see the date on this one here, back on April 25th, where it's going through and telling us a lot about the deep state. It's saying here, are you awake? Talking about us, the patriots, the American people. Are you awake? Do you see for yourself that the mainstream media is a propaganda tool of the left or communists? Okay. Do you see that Facebook, Twitter, Google censoring by the left? Okay. Do you see the corruption? Do you see the evil? Are you a slave? Are you controlled? Are you a sheep? Are you awake? Do you think for yourself? Learn the truth, facts, history, the great awakening. They are losing control. And then it goes on to say some more things here too. For humanity, wake up, learn, fight, fight, fight. Where we go one, we go all. Sometimes that's abbreviated as WWG or Whiskey Whiskey Golf, the number one Whiskey Golf Alpha, standing, of course, for where we go one, we go all. Interestingly enough, yesterday there was a post of a soldier on the 19th, interestingly enough, my birthday. And on the back of this soldier's helmet, he's got one of those elastic bands, and he put Whiskey Whiskey Golf 1, Whiskey Golf Alpha on the back of his helmet. So the word is getting out there that there is a coup of sorts, basically a retaking of the country. We'd already lost it, as Alan Dershowitz, now Q says Dershowitz is a patriot, but I don't see it that way, because when we the Christian right were making noise about Clinton and his disgusting behavior, it was Dershowitz who said that all this flapping about Clinton is nothing more than the Christians trying to take America back. So I don't count that as a patriot. Not only the fact that he's a professor at a major law school teaching their version of the law, the Talmudic version versus the Christian version or the believer's version, and he's a tribesman, dual citizenship. So I don't count him as one of our good guys. So again, I don't say that Q is 100% right. And when it comes to Mr. Dershowitz, I put him into the pile of the terrors to be burnt at the end. And it's just the way I see it. But down on the bottom part of this post, 1573, this is talking about the left in this country who are our enemies. They want you divided. They call us names. They make threats. They censor. They lie. They project, typically false narratives, project false images. They cheat. They steal. They harm. They are sick. They are evil. At some point, the streets, brackets, for them, will not be safe. Is that not a biblical prophecy? Yeah, it is. It talks about the fact in the Bible that the lying preachers behind the pulpits that are preaching the doctrines of devils at some point will be hunted down by the people, and their own parents will assist in hunting them down, because the people will become aware of how corrupt these folks are. Many of them are into the enslavement and abuse of children. Many of them are into cannibalism. Many of them are Satanists, even though they're in church. They're in our, quote, church circles. Many of them are traitors. So when the full disclosure comes out, it's going to shock a lot of people. Q alluded to this many months ago when it said that we can only give you a portion of the truth right now, because quite frankly you couldn't handle if we disclosed everything all at once. I believe that's true. Just from what I've gone through in the 30 some years of teaching the truth about the geopolitical realm and the truth about the Bible, how much ridicule I've had to face from people that used to be friends or family. I'm sure many of you have too, because you've contacted me about it. So, again, the written word is coming to life right in front of us. That's why many of us believe that we are indeed at the end of the age. We're seeing the fruition of all these things that the Father told us about, which means also the second coming is not far away. The Ezekiel 37 army arising is not very far away. the vindicating of the innocent blood is not very far away, and the weeping and wailing of the merchants as Babylon burns. Now, when the Bible's talking about merchants, you can throw bankers into that same category. They're all kind of this, just different wings or feathers on the same bird. They're all tied together. The mega corporations, the international corporations, the huge law firms, the different governments, they're all tied in. That's why the scripture talks about many times kings and princes. Well, that's basically your heads of state, whether they're prime ministers, presidents, or whatever, monarchs, okay? Whoever the heads of states are. And Revelation says that it is the heads of state that are in bed with the whore. Makes it very clear. So the merchants, people making money on this wicked system, are going to be weeping and wailing, but so are the heads of state that are in bed with the whore. So everything that I'm reading from these Q posts and many of those who are doing the interpreting fit right along with what Revelation is telling us. I see it as a good sign, okay? If for no other reason, then it's a second witness to many of the things that we're trying to tell people, okay? Q is pointing out how many Masons are involved. They got this black woman from, I believe, Jackson Lee is her name. She's in some committee in Congress, and she's got her Masonic ring on, and they got a picture of it. They're showing it to you. So, you know, the Jesuits and Masons that are behind a lot of this stuff, you know, it's not an accident that the Supreme Court is completely made up by Jews. Now, some of them are crypto-Jews called Roman Catholic, Jesuits, and the other ones are outright Jews, but they're all Jews. So the whole, you know, people say, well, no, there's only four or five. Let's see, there's nine total, but only four or five, so nearly half of the Supreme Court being Jews doesn't bother anybody. A mismatch there, isn't there? 2% of the population, but they got half of the Supreme Court. They got over 50% of the lawyers in Harvard and Yale and places like that. Most of your judges and lawyers in practice are either Jews or working for Jews. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, right? So, now, later on here at 4 o'clock, just after 4 o'clock, Q, puts out another one. It says, abandon ship, Hussein staff talking. And they put a link in here to a Twitter by a person that was talking about the Hussein's staff is starting to turn on them. And we knew at some point that was going to happen. These people are so evil. They've made so many enemies. They've hurt so many people that sooner or later, people will lose their fear and start wanting to do the right thing. So Q says, what are we leading up to? Charges of treason? Charges of child abuse? Kidnapping? Rape? Murder? These are all capital offenses. Everything I just mentioned is a capital offense, which means the penalty for the offense is death. Per the scripture, per our law. Now, ever since the Jews have come to power in the United States, they have dismantled our biblically based law system, and they have gotten it to where they have said that it's cruel and unusual to kill a convicted person. Well, that's totally insane. It's not cruel and unusual to execute a criminal. It's cruel and unusual to not execute a criminal. What are you saying to the parents of the little girl that was raped and murdered by this person when you let that person live and then eventually let them out to do it all over again? There's the insanity. But you see, the Jews have Judaized America, so at least our thinking and our legal system, to where it's more Talmudic. Now, why did the Jews, think about this, why did the Jews want us to do away with the death penalty for things like child kidnapping, child sex abuse, murder, rape, because they commit these crimes quite frequently. Why do you think they were thrown out of over 100 and some countries over the centuries? Because they were found out to be purveyors. And it's called blood libel. Just do a research on blood libel and you will find out what they were found out to be doing, the very same things that Q and WikiLeaks and all the rest of them are turning up now on these SOBs. Nothing new under the sun. They've been doing it for thousands of years. And when the white race finally wakes up to what this menace has been doing under their watch, they retaliate by expelling them from their societies. After, of course, punishing the wrongdoers. They need to be punished with the biblical punishment, which means execution. And I'm glad that I'm hearing that from many more circles. These people need to be executed. No, no, no. No prisons. No more cost to us. These people have cost us well over $70 or $80 trillion through the IRS, through the banking system, through the funny taxation system and everything else. They have built the American people for over $70 trillion. There should be no person in America, no legitimate person, let's put it that way, no legitimate person or veteran that isn't living in a decent home with decent food on their tables. Plenty of money to pay for all that if you took it back away from these thieves. So, the book of Revelation is right again, and you can see it coming to fruition. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the last tweet here is number 1575, 1575, and it's a copy of a tweet by a lady by the name of Pam Warner, and she says, "I am at the Trump rally in Duluth, Montana," or is that Minnesota? Duluth, Minnesota, I believe. Anyway, waiting in a huge room full of people to get in, and a guy gets up on a table and starts talking about Q. He starts chanting, "Where we go one." So what's he waiting for? Okay. "Where we go one." Those of us who knew responded loudly, "We go all." So where we go one, response, "We go all." Many times over and over, I had to explain to many people around me what it means. This was so awesome. So in Duluth, they're having this rally, and we're seeing, just like the soldier on the back of his helmet, the anachronism, or I'm losing my train of thought here. Can't think of the word. But anyway, the abbreviation for "Where we go one, we go all," and MAGA, which is "Make America Great Again." So, and then at the bottom of this copy of this lady's tweet, it says, "We hear you, patriots. Where we go one, we go all, Q." Okay, again, is it 100% accurate? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Does it fit in with what we see going on? Yeah, I believe it does. Let's hope and pray that the good guys are at work and that we're going to see even more of these predictions come to pass. Q also noted that there was another false flag attempt by the left, by the communists in America, and it was stopped. Details will come forth shortly, just as the two missiles that were sent up in the northwestern part of the United States around the same time that our president was coming back from overseas, and those two missile attempts to shoot down a plane apparently were thwarted by good guys. So this is a war. Q has said that. This is a war. This is serious. It is not a game. There are people being hurt, as the FBI agent, 52 years old, that was found dead in his home with his wife, claiming that it was a lover's spat with a suicide. So one killed the other and then a suicide. That's what they're trying to tell us. But everybody knows that that's a lie, because he was to testify very, very soon about corruption by Hillary and her regime in Washington. So again, here's another person getting ready to testify. What I'm curious about is why are we not protecting these people better? Now, there could be one other explanation, and this is all staged by the good guys to put the bad guys off so that the good guy can sort of disappear and then come forth when he's needed to testify. Just saying, could be. I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see a body. Just like David Rockefeller. How do we know he's actually dead? Do you know? Did you see a body? Did you see a medical examiner's report from somebody you trust? Did anybody exhume the body and test? I was just saying, we all take for granted the things we're told are true. But are they? Just putting it out there. An awful lot of people disappearing. And for some people, it's very convenient, time-wise, when they decide to, quote, disappear. Sort of takes the Patriots off their trail, doesn't it? Oh, they're dead, so no need to keep digging and keep looking for culpability. No need to keep investigating because perpetrator's gone, as in David Rockefeller. Is he dirty? Absolutely. If he is dead, should he be dug up and burned in effigy? Absolutely. Just like Eisenhower, dug up and burned in effigy. And many other traitors to this country. Lyndon Baines Johnson, dig him up and burn him in effigy. Take every signpost down with the name Eisenhower on it and destroy it. Traitor. Treason. But the people are waking up. So, that's a good news. So again, now, I wanted to tell you about the, if you are ever interested in checking it out, you can go to the website, which is, let's see, which one's the best one here? QAnonPosts.com, and that's Quebec Alpha November, Oscar November, Papa, Oscar Sierra Tango Sierra.com. QAnonPosts.com. And there is one that they put the map up where they take the Q posts and map them out for you, which is a good site. And it's just plain QMap.pub. .pub. P-U-B. Papa. Uniform. Bravo. So it's interesting, if nothing else, to see what's being put out there. There have been proofs where people on the 8chan boards have said, please have the president say or tweet something to let us know that he is aware of what's going on. And sure enough, within a day or so, it shows up. So again, it's another source of information. All right. Everything I'm reading says that the screaming and yelling about the immigration, which of course is nonsensical, these people don't even know what they're talking about. Most of these rules and regulations about what to do with these immigrants, these invaders, actually, they're not immigrants. Immigrants do it legally. Invaders don't. Illegal aliens and invaders don't. They're criminals. Most of these rules that are being applied to these people trying to sneak into this country were formulated during the Obama administration. How many people know that? So they're blaming Trump for following the rules as they were written. They're trying to blame him. So, again, these are all signs of the dying mainstream media, the mockingbird media, and the deep state that are in a panic because things are starting to unravel quickly. Stroke was led from the... I'm trying to think what building they were in with during this investigation, but the FBI building, I believe it was. He was led away, escorted out, which could mean several things, but it sounds pretty serious. So possibly criminal charges coming across, upon him, and there should be a lot more. More heads will roll. And once this thing starts, it'll gather speed, just like a snowball going down a hill will pick up speed and size. And so it does sound like that is what's happening. We were told that this year would be the year a lot of this would happen. I can remember 3, 4, or 5 months ago, there was talk about just wait till starting in May. Remember, April showers will bring May flowers. That's when the Pope decided he wasn't going to stay in office. And now the rumor on the street is the Pope will be arrested here shortly. So let's see. Wouldn't that be interesting? He will be arrested, and so will the other Pope, the Pope before him. Both of them Jesuits. I'm sure both of them have committed these heinous crimes that we're hearing about that these type of folks do. So let's keep that in prayer. Let's see here. I got a call from one of our dear friends. He had been accosted over something he printed in a local paper, and he was visited by two agents of the FBI. Actually, it went very well from what he told me. So it's not, they weren't belligerent at all. They were just saying, look, you're treading on thin ice. The enemies still control much of the press. They still control a lot of the courts. You're not going to get justice in the courts over these issues right now. So, you know, back off. I'm paraphrasing, but basically back off what you're doing, you know. And I told him that it's my opinion that the tide is turning. We've reached the tipping point, finally. For those of us who have been doing this for a very long time, we've been praying about this forever. And it does appear that we're reaching the tipping point. Now, that doesn't mean to stop and just relax because it's all, no, it's not all over. As Q has said, this is warfare. People, this is serious. Now, just because good guys are making headway and there are bad guys going down or being charged or being investigated, whatever, that's no reason to quit. That's just a start. As soon as you let up, the enemy wins. Now is the time to put more pressure on them than ever. Now we see the enemy is bleeding. It reminds me of the Spartans. Do you ever hear the story of why the Spartans wore red cloaks? So the enemy could not see when they were bleeding, because that's a sign of your weakness. You've been wounded, and then they come on you even harder. So that's pretty smart if you think about it. So they took that away from the enemy by wearing red cloaks in the battle to hide the fact that they had been wounded. So the beast is wounded by the workings of righteous people and truth, exactly as Christ told us. The truth cuts like a double-edged sword. And so the enemy is on the ropes, so to speak. And now's the time to keep the pressure going. I wanted to talk about a few other things here. The war is upon us. That's pretty much what we've been talking about up till now. The fact that QAnon and many other people like X22 and Destroying the Illusion, Praying Medic, many of these independent patriots who do a lot of research are all saying the same thing. I watched another presentation, a short one today, about patriarchy. Okay? The Jews are matriarchal. Okay? Everything they do is the opposite of what our Heavenly Father wants. Okay? So they put emphasis on the female. So now you know who the pushers of feminism are, who the pushers of matriarchy are, who the pushers of the females coming into power and lording over the men. That's all by design. So this guy had put together a very good YouTube research on the fact that all through history, the people that build nations and build civilizations practice patriarchy, which is the man is in charge. The man is the leader, and he does what he does for the benefit not only for himself, but for his wife or wives and his children. Patriarchy, not matriarchy. Now, as he said, we have shifted over in the United States. We've allowed the enemy to creep in unawares and to leaven through the leavening process to infiltrate our institutions, churches, schools, everything, universities. And they have flooded us with the nonsense that matriarchy is a good thing. So much so that women are now openly aggressive and denouncing anything male. That's where we've reached. That's why so many men are going MGTOW or men going their own way. It's a symptom of a society that's in upheaval. Now you know why our ancestors always kept the situation under lock and key. Because once you open Pandora's box, once you let them out, you're going to play hell to get things back in order. Things are going to fall apart. And as he said during this presentation, and it makes perfect sense, it will always revert back to patriarchy, whether you like it or not. So ladies, I hope you're listening. It will always revert back because only patriarchy works. Only patriarchy builds civilization and nature. That's just fact. Do the research. It's always a fact. And what he's warning especially the white nations of the world is, ladies, if you don't get behind the men as we make the move to take back control of our nations, you're going to wake up in a patriarchy one day. The only difference is it won't be white men that will be the patriarchs. It could be Muslim, Jews, blacks, but it won't be the white man. And if you think life was hell under white men, wait till you become subservient to these other races who practice patriarchy. That's a sobering thought. For any women that can still think, within the sound of my voice here, if you can still think, if you can still put the synapses in the brain together to create a cogent thought, wrap your head around that one. So if you think it's so bad that white men have been in charge in this world and what we have created, if you want to believe the rhetoric of the left and the commies, the Zionists, the Talmud thumpers, and all that, you go right ahead. As the old saying goes, you can ignore the truth, but you cannot ignore the consequences from ignoring the truth. Okay? And the other good one I always like to say with that one, the truth stands on its own, but it takes the force of government to promote a lie. So we've had an enemy come in who walked amongst us, wolves in sheep's clothing. They have subverted our entire institutions, all of our institutions, and now everything is upside down. It will go back to patriarchy. That's just a natural consequence because it's the only way to survive. Patriarchy is the only way to survive. The question is, which men will be in charge at that point? So, ladies, you have a big, big decision. Not only as believers, whether you're going to get on the right side of the fence as far as Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, is concerned, but you've also got to decide in this big fight that we're in, are you going to back the men of your own race, or are you going to support the men of other races? But they will. The men will come back to being in charge. This lie that we're living today is going to vaporize at some point because it's unsustainable. It doesn't work. Just like multiculturalism, it doesn't work. It never has worked. It's a big lie. if anybody takes the blinders off and looks at things through eyes, cogent eyes and practical eyes with rational thought, you can figure it out. Who brought all this into our system? The very same people who are destroying all of our institutions. They are the promoters of multiculturalism. They are the promoters of race mixing. They are the promoters of feminism. And they were the promoters of everybody should have a vote. You want to know why the founding fathers didn't adopt that? Take a look around. Some of these absolute mental midgets that are allowed to cast a ballot. Not only the aliens, which the founding fathers are rolling over in their graves on that one. Never outside, in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, back it up. You never give somebody outside of your family power in your political process. Ever, never. And then you don't give it to females, for one. So you don't give it to racial aliens, you don't give it to females, and you don't give it to the people of your own race who are unqualified. And our society today proves the logic behind that, proves it perfectly. You've got people out there that are dumber than stumps. They are buying any BS thrown at them. And that's why the Talmud thumpers wanted all this, because they knew, just like in the days of Christ, how did they get the mob all lathered up to want to crucify Christ? The same way they lather up the mob today. No different. Throw some shekels out there. That'll buy a big part of them. Give them a bunch of rhetoric that doesn't make any sense at all, but they'll buy it because it sounds great. We're going to empower you minorities. Oh, yeah, yeah, take down whitey. We're going to empower you women. Yeah, yeah, take down them white men. Yeah. Same way. Nothing new under the sun. The third item on the list, God's law or Yahweh's law or chaos, I saw that as a bumper sticker way back in the 1990s as I was just beginning to awaken. It was about the time of Ruby Ridge and the murdering of Randy Weaver's family, attempted murder of Kevin Harris up there in Idaho, started a long train of acts of terror by elements of the United States government and our state governments under Mossad influence, under the influence of the Jewish Mossad. That's how they operate. If you think it was our boys that did it on their own, no, no, no. That's a Mossad operation, hiding as state police or county police, hiding as elements of the military. They're actually Mossad agents. No different than the Jesuits. When the Catholic Church wants to get rid of anybody causing them trouble, they send the Jesuits in to do it. When the Jews in America have a problem with somebody that's exposing them, they call their cousins across the ocean. They come over here with Mossad and do it, just like 9/11. Nothing new under the sun, is there? Pretty simple. So sooner or later, the people have to come back to understanding it's either God's law or chaos. That's it. And we've got lots of chaos, so do you think people will start getting it? Maybe we should consider going back under Father's law? Maybe? Do you think? Well, those of us who understand what his law says, yeah, you'd have perfect harmony on this earth. You'd have virtually no problems whatsoever. Everybody would have decent housing. Everybody would have land to grow their own food. There'd be peace and prosperity. There'd be very little strife. No wars. Wouldn't be any need for a war. But we keep thinking that men have a right to govern us and take the place of God. It's called idolatry. Now, when this, we were talking about nations here, and the founding fathers said one nation under God. You always hear this one nation, all men are created equal. And, you know, nobody gets it right. It's just like the Bible. It's amazing how many people don't get it right. When the founding fathers said all men are created equal, what men were they talking about? Men of their own race. They weren't talking about the alien coming in here. Now, it didn't mean that they didn't respect other people's lives, but they were not talking about the alien having the rights of a white American citizen. Only citizens in America were white men, just like ancient Rome. The only people that were citizens of Rome were Romans. Same thing in Greece, in the city-states. The only citizens were of their own people. For instance, look up the word nation in a Webster's 1828, and I said 1828 dictionary, under nation, which comes from a Latin word meaning to be born. So the very word nation has that connotation. And even down here it says, after a lengthy description, at the end of it here it says, nation as its etymology imports, meaning etymology is the study of a word and its roots, how it got to be. So nation as its etymology imports, brings into the discussion. Originally denoted a family or race of men descended from a common progenitor. So the very word nation itself, when the founding fathers said one nation, one tribe, one race, a white nation under God, under the God of the Bible. Okay? So everybody today, they're going, well, yeah, the founding fathers envisioned this totally multicultural hodgepodge of everything you can imagine, and they believed every man was equal. Really? Are you kidding me? No, that's not true. And it's not true in the Bible either, and I'm going to show you here in a minute. So this definition, like it says, originally denoted a family or race of men descended from a common progenitor like tribe, but later by immigration, conquest, and intermixture of men of different families, this distinction is in most countries lost. Not meaning race mixing, meaning a common progenitor. In other words, Frenchmen marrying Germans. Okay, in 1828, there's no way they would have said anything in here that it was okay to mix race, because we had laws until the middle 1900s, against race mixing. So in 1828, the white people in this country knew damn well you're not supposed to race mix. The Bible says so. Then we can go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Same thing, looking up the word nation. And I'm looking for here the definition I looked up before the show. It basically supported it. Oh, no, that's right. Merriam-Webster did not support it. But if you go to dictionary.com, a large body of people associated with a particular territory that is sufficiently conscious of its unity and an aggregation of persons of the same ethnic family, often speaking the same language or cognate languages. Origin of the word nation is from around 1250, Middle English, and it comes from the Latin nation and natio, which means birth, tribe. It's the root nate, as in natal, nation, nativity, all of those things, to be born, okay? Now, remember, Latin came from Greek. Latin came from Greek. So when we go to the Greek language, and in the Greek, we look up brother, the word brother. It comes from the Greek adelphos, okay? Which is Greek Strong's number one, a, and then Delphos. Delphos. So it comes from ah, and then Delphos means the womb. So even in the Greek language, which predates Latin, the concept of brother, the word we translate brother, is people from the same womb, meaning a person of the same tribe or race. And I'm looking down here through Thayer's Greek Lexicon, where it goes into a very lengthy discussion of this Adelphos word. And it talks about, and for instance here, as descended from the same ancestor. Okay. Of course, Thayer's gets into a little bit of the modern day churchianity aspects of it. But if you read between the lines and read certain sub-definitions here, you'll find that it's supporting the same thing. But even in their very first definition here, from the same womb, exactly as I said, you can cross-reference another Greek word found in the books written by Homer, talking about the same thing. Okay, we say brother. So English doesn't carry the connotation. To the Greeks, it did. Adelphos, meaning you came from the same womb. You're my brother. You came from the same womb, the same common ancestry, white ancestry. So we're being lied to on so many levels, it almost makes your head spin. All the more reason why Father told us to be as wise as serpent and as innocent as doves. Stay calm, stay focused. There's a lot going on right now. A lot going on. I'm going to be on the road traveling for a few days. I'm going to meet up with some folks, try to get some face-to-face time with a few of the prominent people I know, and find out what's going on. So I'll be back probably a week from tonight to have the next call. I don't anticipate being able to do the call on Sunday. But if there is an emergency, I'll certainly set up something and try to put the word out. And again, go to PastorDan.net. Check the page from time to time. There's news items there, and I'll try to post any kind of a important phone call based on anything going on that I think you need to know about. And it can't wait. If it can't wait, I'm going to do it right away and try to get it out to as many people as I can. Like I said, things are starting to really, really rock and roll. The enemy is on the ropes. The enemy is losing their control of the narrative. More and more people speaking out, especially as they find out we're not alone. I know we feel, for many years, we felt like we're all alone. You're not alone. Trust me. There are many people out there who share your disgust with the way this country has gone, with the media constantly pounding all of this multiculturalism, diversity, BS down our throats, our companies, corporations. And again, I told a fellow just today, why do you think the Jews pushed for the conglomeration of all of the Christian family-run businesses in America? That's why they used Walmart and Sears and all these other large corporations to drive out the small mom-and-pop businesses so that they could conglomerate and centralize control. And they do it in everything. Big government. They wanted the state governments to acquiesce to the feds. They want the county government to acquiesce to the state. They want the township to acquiesce to the county. Okay? It goes on and on and on. And yet the Bible tells us to do exactly as what the libertarians say. All government is to be local. We don't need to have outsiders telling us how to do the things in our lives. Look how they led us into the idea that the government can tell us about health care. Okay? They came up with this nonsense about Obamacare, so the narrative switched over to, oh my God, don't give me that. Come up with something better. They took us right out of the argument of government shouldn't be involved. Government has no business in health care. None. They have no business in education. They have no business in drugs. None. They have no business in the food industry. None. It's just like now they're pushing this argument about gun control, and they're trying to get some of the medical people to talk about it. How about iatropic death? Okay, why don't we talk about iatropic death, doctors, pharmaceuticals, government assholes? You're all a bunch of lying assholes. You're disgusting people. And I'm sorry, but it's infuriating. Iatropic death is somewhere around 300,000 a year. Iatropic means death by medicine, by the medical profession itself. 300,000 a year. Compared to what? How many people die because of firearms? Not even close to that number. Minuscule compared to that number. And yet these same hypocrites want you and I to listen to their big mouths and their nonsensical approach to want to take our rights away while they're part of an organization that's murdering 300,000 people. Murdering 300,000 people a year. These same hypocrites got no problem that there's 22.4 service people, military people, committing suicide every single day. Every single day. Our military's taking their own lives to the tune of over 22 a day. And yet you're sitting there yakking about my ownership of firearms as if it's a problem when you are allowing a system that creates both because the military is used for things that are unconscionable and 50% of our military are on drugs. And I'm talking about legal ones. I'm not talking about the illegal ones. 50% are on some sort of psychotropic drug. 50%. And many of the side effects on these psychotropic drugs is suicide. Gee, wonder why our military's killing themselves. We're not going to address that problem, though, are we? No, 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 no. We got to get the guns. We got to have this this complete automaton, David Hogue and his kind of ilk out here. We give them center stage. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. The Communist News Network and the Commie ABC and the Commie NBC. Commie. Mass media, communist from start to finish. So, do you think the communists care about our military killing themselves? Of course not. Do the communists care about the pharmaceuticals and what they're doing to our children and to us? No, 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 no. The communists are concerned that the patriots still have their guns. Now, that's serious. See, you have to understand, when you listen to the news media, you have to understand that it's the propaganda tool of your enemy. The enemy of everything that this country stands for, the enemy of everything that our Heavenly Father stands for. It's their language. It's their dialogue. It's their propaganda, not ours. So don't get upset when you see the mainstream media parading out these talking heads and these idiots like, what the hell's his name? De Niro comes out on stage and says what he says. What a retard. What a complete shill. I could think of a dozen other terms for the guy. What a complete has-been, dried up, shriveled up piece of garbage. But they parade him out there for a reason. Just like this guy I'm finding out on the dam that drove up there in an armored car. Is that right? Did I hear right? Where did he get an armored car? Oh, do you think they're trying to put a black eye on the QAnon folks and the patriots? You see? Oh, look at, he's one of them Q people calling for the revealing of the complete IG report. Oh, one of those. You see how they manipulate? Total manipulation. Can you see Nakash from the Garden of Eden? That hissing serpent, which was a man, by the way. Let's get rid of this complete stupidity that it was a snake. What a complete moronic story. Nakash is a man. Deceiving, beguiling, enchanter is what the ancient word stood for. So Nakash is sitting there talking to Eve, and he convinces her to go the wrong way. Join him behind some trees, and so she commits sexual sin. Why else would her punishment be pregnancy, pain, and childbirth? Come on, folks, wake the hell up! All right. So the same Nakash is whispering to us, trying to deceive us as he did our great ancestor Eve, by telling us lies and whispering to us through the controlled media. Well, you know, making fun of Trump, making fun of anybody that talks about the conspiracies. They're not theories, folks. They are conspiracies. It's been proven. But the CIA, run by the Talmud thumpers, came up with a term. You see, that's how they do everything, by deception, just like their father, Satan, or Diablos, the devil. Same thing, adversary, false accuser. That's what the word stands for. And in that sense, they are devils. They are demons in shoe leather. Absolutely. And lies? Yep, they're speaking their own language. They're masters at lying and obfuscation and hypocrisy. Masters at it. So please, don't be shocked when you hear these people saying what they say, or when they parade out these idiots like Robert De Niro, okay, or any of these other talking heads out of that litter box called Hollywood. What, and it is literally a litter box. First of all, why are you still watching television or television, or the other word for it is Talmud vision? I gave it up. One of my friends just called me the other day and said, boy, do I feel good. And I said, what happened? I gave up watching that damn television about 5 days ago, and I haven't felt this good in years. I said, really? Yep, I'm not depressed. I feel good. I'm out jogging. I'm happy. I just gave it up. I said, finally, you finally get it. How many years have we been saying that on this show? The purpose of the television and television programming is A, to confuse you, misinform you, and make you be afraid. Fear porn, keeping you afraid. Afraid of everything. Oh, today it's Zika virus. Oh, we got a volcano erupt. Oh, we've got a political coup. Oh, we've got a regime change. Oh, we got missiles coming at us. On and on and on. Never stops, because it works. We sit there and we bite our nails. Oh, my God. I mean, how many people run out and get vaccines? Oh, we've got a flu season and we think it's going to be rough. Who paid for that ad? Oh, the pharmaceuticals. Oh, and who assisted? Oh, the medical profession. Oh, and who else was involved? Oh, yeah, the manufacturers of the vaccines. Oh, geez. I'm sure the fact that they make billions of dollars on the manufacturing and putting that poison in our bodies had nothing to do with the promoting of the fake news about Zika or Ebola or any of these other nonsensical BS things. Here, let me give you this tidbit before we close here. Folks, what's the greatest asset our Heavenly Father gave us in the battle, in this battle for disease and viruses and funguses and all this? What's the greatest gift the Father gave us? What do you think that is? It's called an immune system. How about that? Don't talk about that much, do they? It's called an immune system, and it's called that for a reason, because it immunizes you. You don't need a vaccine. You need a healthy body. But they don't ever want to talk about it because there's no money in that. A healthy body, you don't have to worry about any of those things. I don't take any of the precautions that the Talmud thumpers want me to take. I don't take any of them. None. I'm still here. I'm outliving a whole lot of people I've known for a long time. Many of them are either in the hospitals or already in the grave. I'm way past them, and I'm doing better by probably 20 years at least. Now, you can do whatever you want. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you my decision, and did Father Yahweh honor it? Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has. It works. I trust him. I trust the body he gave me. I take care of the body he gave me. It's called a holy temple for a reason. A holy temple for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within the temple. That's your body. And you are to treat your body as a temple. How many people do you know do that? Not very many. So how many people are sick? and needing all kinds of medications and doctor's visits and surgeries and everything else. Well, lots of people, because their temple is in shitty shape. Plain and simple. You were given the tools to fight everything. Now, here's the little thing that they don't tell you about the vaccine. Even by their own literature, a vaccine is targeted to a certain strain of virus. Not all of them. A strain. That's why as soon as it comes out that the vaccine's not working, oh, it morphed. It's not the same strain. It evolved into something else. So, but we have a new version of the vaccine. And you buy it. You can't blame them. You're paying them big bucks for their lies and deceptions. You can't blame them because you don't ask the right questions. Can't blame them because you have no faith in your Father. Can't blame them because you let your temple go to hell. You're in control of it, people. That's why it says when the righteous stand firm, the wicked flee. The wicked don't flee till the righteous stand firm. It doesn't work the other way around. The righteous can't say, would you please leave so I can get a better body and a better life and get rid of all this communism and this perversion that's been... No, it doesn't work that way. They're going to hang on to the bitter end because that's what their father does. He was a liar, a murderer, and a deceiver from the beginning, and so are they. They're not going to change. Leopard doesn't change its spots, does it? The wicked flee, the wicked give up, the wicked get back in line when the righteous stand firm. When the righteous say, I'm not backing up anymore. So all you people that are sitting out there, well, I don't know why the administration's letting this happen or why we got this. Or what are we doing? What are the righteous doing? Are you in the streets yet? Have you made up signs yet? Have you gone down to the local courthouse? Have you banged on the door of the local representative yet? Demanding to know why they did what they did or said what they said? You need to make them accountable. It doesn't go the other way around. But the problem in America is, where are the righteous? Where are they? Where are the men and women who love the Father above all things? We were a nation of righteous people at one time. Can we be again? I guess time will tell us, won't it? But I will tell you this, and I know this for a fact, that if the righteous don't stand up pretty soon, it's over. And the only hope that the remnant has is the fact Father said he would not allow his children to perish in this punishment on this wicked world. He will bring his small remnant out of this. But for a whole lot of people, it's not going to be pretty. You know, Q keeps talking about the pain is coming. Well, from a biblical perspective, that's right. But it's coming for a whole lot more than just these Talmud thumpers. It's coming for all of those who offend Father. Scripture is very plain. Nothing that offends me will come into my kingdom. Are you listening to me, people? Nothing that offends me will come into my kingdom. Do you think it would behoove you to find out what offends him? Or are you more concerned over what the Five are telling you, or The Voice, or some other talk show, or some other nitwit program on this YouTube? Or do you think it would benefit you and profit you if you figure out what it is that offends the Father? Yeah, you better put some time in there, okay? All right, folks, again, I've got preparations to make. Going to be on the road. I ask and covet your prayers and keep us in your thoughts as we go forward. I'm going to attempt to accomplish a few things, and I'm putting it all in Father's hands. The outcome of it, I hope, is not only to get a better view of what's going on, to pass it on to you, but also possibly to get some more inroads to forming a community, a working economical, self-sustaining community in the very near future, an ark, so to speak. But again, please keep that all in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, glory, and honor, and we thank you for this opportunity to speak. We thank you for the blessings that you give us, and many of us know that the only reason we're here is because of you, Father. This world is upside down, inside out. It's a mess. It is a complete and utter mess. And those who are doing righteous deeds, we pray for protection on them and guidance. We want those who are truly righteous, trying to do the right thing, to know that we're out here. As many of the people who contact me have said, we're out here and we're ready to stand by you, whatever it is you need us to do. Many of us are veterans. Many of us are hunters, gun enthusiasts, soldiers, hikers, campers. We have skills. Every one of us has a skill that we can lend to this fight. You're not in it alone. Whoever the white hats and the righteous out there trying to undo this terrible situation, well, you're not alone. We are here to help in any way that we can. And we hope that message gets out to our brothers and sisters who are on the front lines in this terrible fight. We also pray for the 52-year-old gentleman with the FBI that was getting ready to testify. He and his lovely wife were both murdered. Don't give me this garbage. It was a killing and a suicide. No, no. They were murdered. And a long string of innocent people murdered that need to be accounted for and need to be vilified and vindicated. Needs to be vindicated so that our curse is lifted. Father, we pray for that family. We pray for all the members that are trying to do the right thing within the intelligence agencies and the military and within the halls of government. There are those that are trying to do it, and we pray for them and want them to know that we are all in this together. We're trying to set the situation right. And we pray for a Father's blessing upon us. Only those that are doing righteous deeds according to His law, not man's law, according to His law. Those are the people we support. Those are the people that we ask a blessing for. Forgive us our sins, Father Yahweh, and protect us from our enemies. And we ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. And hallelujah.